Let me invite you to take a Bible if you've got one with you. Open it with me to Revelation chapter 19. And you may say, that doesn't sound like a Christmassy passage, Rusty. It's supposed to be Luke or Matthew. Revelation, really? Well, we've been reading together all year long, every word all year we've been reading. We started in Genesis, and we finish now as we come to the end of the year at the very end of the book. And that's the thing. That's the thing about people like us. Sometimes it's hard when we already know how the story ends to take it at face value as we go piece by piece, story by story. But I want to invite you into the last words on the last page of your Bible. And the last words on the last page of your Bible are actually a prayer. The last words on the last page say, "Come, Lord Jesus." And some of us add to that, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." The first Christmas is sometimes referred to as Advent, the coming of God's light into a dark world. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. That first coming was to people who had longed for God's presence in what for 400 years was known as the silent years. There was no word of prophecy. There was no great vision. There was no unifying purpose or theme. And in that season between the close of the Old Testament and the start of the New, people were just longing. They were pleading. They were praying, "Come, come, Lord Jesus." And he did. And when he did, it changed the world. Time has forever been marked by before his coming and since. But that was a long time ago. And a lot of us have lived all our lives without the particular awareness of the presence of God. And so when you read in Scripture and you hear things like, "I saw, and then I saw, and then I heard, and an angel came and said, I heard, I saw, I experienced, look, behold." We hear things like that and we think, why not me? Why can't I have that kind of experience? Why can't I hear the stories? All month long, we've been just asking the Lord, "Lord, what do you want us to walk away from today, having heard from you? What do you want us to hear and take home with us today?" And one week, I just prayed in my heart, and I just thought I heard the Lord saying, "Tell my people, I love you so crazy much. I just love you so crazy much." Don't you need to hear that from somebody? Don't you need someone? No. You may be like, "Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a tough guy. I don't need that kind of stuff, you know." But I think we all need to hear from somebody that matters, "I love you. I really love you." I think we need to hear from somebody that matters, from somebody who actually does. I think we need to hear from somebody, "I know you. I know what makes you tick. I know what makes you, you. I know what you need. What you need to see, what you need to hear, what you need to experience. I've got the perfect gift for you." We need to hear. We need to hear those words that Paul wrote down. You've been adopted into God's forever family. He has made you his sons and his daughters, and he's made the place for you to inherit the kingdom. You belong. We need to hear. We need to hear. And when we've heard, it's Christmas Day. When we've heard, maybe it's time to say, "Come, Lord Jesus." Time to just receive. I want to invite you here. I've got Revelation chapter 19 marked, and I'm just going to go quickly through a couple of places because I think it's so cool that when John was writing the Revelation and it came down to the end, and he's got this vision of heaven, he's got it, and it's coming so fast, it's all he can do to get it down on paper. He says, I saw heaven standing open. Can you imagine? I mean, that's kind of what it was like for those shepherds on the hillside. I saw heaven standing open, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Verse 17, and I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried with a loud voice, come and gather together. Wouldn't it be something to hear that from an open heaven? To your heart, come and gather together. Chapter 20, and I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the keys. Wouldn't it be awesome? Wouldn't it be awesome if someone showed up in your life and they had the keys and they were able to show you and help you understand? I saw thrones on which were seated those who have been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of all those who had gone before. It's Christmas time. And some of us, it puts us in mind of all that waits ahead. Some of us, it puts us in mind of all that has already slipped through our fingers. I saw the souls of all those who have gone before. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. Because of all the things that you could see, this is what matters the most. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautiful. And then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's presence is now with man. God's dwelling place is now among us, and he will dwell with us, and we will be his people, and he himself will be our God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, no more mourning or crying, and no more pain. For all that went before is now passed away. The one seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. You can bank on it. God is who he says he is. And he knows you, and he loves you, and he knows exactly what it is you need. Then an angel showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the street. And then I heard a voice, and these words are written in red in Revelation chapter 22. Look, Jesus says, I'm coming. I'm coming. In fact, he says this, I'm coming soon. He says, the time is near. Look, I'm coming soon and my reward is with me. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes to take the free gift of the water of life. And there is this response that says, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. The last words, Revelation chapter 22, verse 20 and 21, the very last words on the last page of the book. Ashley, you know this one. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. The first advent, the first coming of Christ, changed so much that we still celebrate it today. But what if there could be a second coming in your heart today? What if there could be a coming of Christ to you now? In fact, what if he were actually standing here waiting for you to receive? Yesterday, we had all these gifts and beautiful bags and wrapped with bows and ribbons. Can you imagine coming into a room and there's the tree, and there are the gifts. Can you imagine leaving those gifts unopened under a tree? No self-respecting 9-year-old would let those gifts stay wrapped, yeah? But maybe a 59-year-old who's opened a few duds in his time. Maybe you don't get as excited because maybe you know that some of those gifts are hit and miss. Some of them just don't fit and they're a little too tight. Some of them just aren't what you would have picked for yourself if you were choosing. Some of them may have been the right gift, but they came at the wrong time. And it leaves you a little leery of opening some gift that you might have to pretend you like. But what if there was a God who actually loved you so crazy much that you could know that his thoughts toward you are good thoughts? That his plans for you are good plans. What if there was a God and there was something in your heart that allowed you to just have this sliver of belief that said, I do believe you. And I believe you do know me. And what if there was something that would allow you to think, maybe God has something for me? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me for just a minute? It's Christmas Day. Christmas Eve has passed. It's time. It's time to receive and be known. It's time to receive the gifts from the hand of a loving Father. It's time to be known by the God that you've tried to hide your heart from for a long time. God, you know me. You know everything there is to know about me, and that's what scares me, God. Because you know where I've been and you know what I've done. You know the things that I'm not proud of. You know the things I would do differently if I could go back and do them over. And frankly, Lord, you know the ways that my heart wanders. But God, I know I need you. I've known it before and I've buried it, but I know today I need you. And I'm asking you, Lord, not because I deserve it, but just because you are God. I'm asking you to come into my life. I'm asking you to forgive what needs to be forgiven. I can't even list it all. I'm asking you to come into my life and give me strength where I'm exhausted, Lord, to give me hope where I've given up. God, I need you. While your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, precious ones, that is unwrapping the gift. That is entering in to a new place with the Lord.